Javier Cavazos, Our Four-Dimensional World Near the Atlantic. In the cross-country bed, we beg and cry out like two grown incarcerated, and squeeze and tug at the heartstrings inside our throat. You hold a glass and say, drink, so I drink it all down, and the micro shards of the crushed glass severs my tongue. At the Interfaith Medical Center in Brooklyn, you ask the surgeons if I will ever speak again. ¿Volver a hablar español? They ask if you are the summer caretaker and if you own a new edition of the Collins Dictionary. You ask why, and they say they want to know if you have the language for this kind of a love. You shrug your shoulders like a small spill, and lightning cracks the sky, and a boom is heard over the street sweeper outside. You ask, what kind of language is needed for two hungry mouths? And in French sign language, you sign the word clementine, pleasure, and the rise of shade in the ribcage like a baby in the womb. They ask you to tell them more, and with your two pilgrim hands, you sign winter, sign November, and crossing the Verrazano. After detox, when my tongue is sewed back on, our kisses go down deeper into each other's throat and into a vessel of language where we tread water to stay afloat as we whisper our age to each other. You blush and say, we are so young. One surgeon asks, if love was an industry, would we be the captains? We laugh and both kiss our answer with our mouth louder than any voice. Our lips say fantasy. Say, love me more. Say, never tire. Say, seduction in the afternoon. Say, wine. Say, husband. Say, wife. Say, dinner table. Say, walk beside me. Say, I'm not afraid. Say, enter into this holy throat. Say, flowers near the bed. Say, maybe this city of love, this summer of warm speech, and a low-hanging moon over the Hudson.